Blog Talk Radio. The Cargo Lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him victory again.
When we trace an esoteric knowledge, one of the greatest knowledge for us to learn is that the way we study with the five W's, the one H, ethnology, chronological order. When we study history. Now, lost books of the Bible, and that's a book out. The lost books of the Bible and the forgotten books of Eden. Go down to Pan-Africa, you got these books. But this word lost books, they ain't lost, Brother Drew, but they are taken away from a person that's not a student. You will never know nothing about these books, you see. So you would be ignorant to what done happened in the past or what you believe in. That's the reason I always say, Brother Drew, that the most ignorant person in the world is a person that can't explain where his belief came from. So it's very essential for you to understand what you believe in 2018. For the simple reason, what you believe in came from across the water, brought you over here from across the water to the Western Hemisphere by a nation of people that had conquered somebody that looked like me and you. So when you believe in their languages, when you believe in their God, when you believe in their religion, and you believe in that, and you don't know a damn thing about it. It didn't come how the story got started. See, because the story of the Adamites, the Christian people, the people in this, they say this is when the world began. Now, the story of Adam and we asked ourselves a question, when did it get started? It got started at 4,004 B.C. October the 23rd. At 9 o'clock in the morning, Adam was born, according to the people that believe in the story. So yeah, every nation of people has its own God. Every nation of people has its own story. Every God has its own creation story and its followers. And it is hard for people in 2018 to understand this. This is the most hardest thing in the world, Brother Drew, because a nation of people called the Americans now has conquered everybody with one word, God, when you didn't even believe in God. So we have to ask ourselves, where did the idea of the history of God, the devil, and hell, who taught this first? Who taught this first? What nation of people taught this, and where did it come from? And that's what we're going to study today, is we ask ourselves a question, and for all the esoteric students, the good book to get is the Lost Books of the Bible and the Forgotten Books of Eden. Pan-Africa have those books. And I don't know if you can get this book anymore, Brother Drew. It's called The History of the Devil and the Idea of Evil. That book is out here. Let me see if it's got an ISBN number. It ain't got a... I don't see the ISBN number on this book. But you can Google it and see, can you get The History of the Devil and the Idea of Evil by Paul Carus. Oh, here's the ISBN number. It's 0517-150646. That's 0517-150646. That's six. If the people that's listening, you got my phone number, Google me. Text me. Don't call me. Text me, because if I ain't got your phone number in my thing, I don't know who you are. But text me if you didn't get that ISBN number. And I know some people, they are listening that's doing some studying now. So this is for the people that's want to do this study. So when we ask ourselves a question, if the Jews are the chosen people of God, where do they get their story from, Brother Drew?
Right.
so because as we see right now, Christianity came out of Judaism. it's called Yehudaism, but it came out of Judah, and Islam came out of Judaism. Both of these religions that's got the control of the mind, people's mind today, and their beliefs came out of this one religion. But where did this Jew get his belief from? We have to go by into some lost books in history. The Akkadian people, they have lost history, Brother Drew, because by the year of 3000 BC, it wasn't no more of these people in existence because they had mixed their seed and they had bred themselves completely out. They would, if you go in history, they were known as blackheads or black faces. That's some of the names that was laid on them. You know, white folks always, when the Germanic race of people conquered you, he going to change your name and he going to change the name of where you live. But when we talk about the dead talking to us, Brother Drew, their writings is here. The writings are still here. This of all the nation of people like the Sumo. See, the first you have to study the history of the Akkadian people. This would bring you to the Sumer, ancient Sumer and Sumerian people, and that'll pick up that story in the Bible. That of the Sumerian people, they'll pick up that story in the Bible. With that history right there, but hell, it's thousands of years of history before we got to this. This is during the period of a time period when religion came into existence. That was 4000 BC with a Semitic race of people and came into existence in the Eastern Hemisphere. When we study this history, you have to go into Babylonian history. Ancient, early Babylonian history is where you go in and study the nations that lived in ancient Babylon, which is Iran now, and in that area. I have a book on all of that. They got books. Big Mama had all these books, but I haven't had these books. And you will find in their history of what they believe in. And this, like I said, this book, the idea of it, it gives a good description of it. It tells you, it breaks everything. And now, at 1500 BC, you don't see no more purebred academian. People, Brother Drew, just like right now, ain't nothing but half breeds. But their language began to die out at the reign of the Assyrian king called Sargon. And that was the 722 to 720. And the Bible talks about Sargon. All your religion institutions, that's right now in 2018, all the legends that came out of the custom among the Semitic race of people is all academia, origin. And this is where you had to know what this race of people, this is where this Adam and Eve story comes from. All of religion stems from that literature, Brother Drew, because for one simple reason, the Jews believed in that. So all you have is an offshoot belief of the literature of the original academic word and their beliefs. Now, when we go back and study their history, they tell you they had 7 days in a week and that the Shabbat was their holy day of rest. Now, let's explain this. Wasn't nothing holy about it. It's common sense, Brother Drew. And see, four words, Brother Drew. If we go look up, they compound words. If we go look up the definition of all four of these words, it'll say facts. Meaning, it's a fact. Common sense. If you got common sense, that means you know facts. If you got knowledge, you know facts. If you have understanding, it's facts. Wisdom, which all the three above produces wisdom. Wisdom, the definition of it is a fact. This word knowledge is a compound word. K-N-O-W, so you need to know. Ledge is books. You need to know these ledges. To have knowledge, this is a fact. Because, see, you would know nothing about this because these are lost books. These are lost books to today's society. Each generation, Brother Drew, and we thousands of generations away from when it got tangled up, you never would know the truth if you didn't go back and pick up the literature of these nations of people or just be historians like we are. So the idea of a Shabbat, which they call it Shabbat, the academia people, they call it, so it was a day of which everybody, and it was unlawful for your ass, Brother Drew. You know how they take the Shabbat real serious. Right now, as we speak, you know, you have people in our group. The key to the Shabbat, Brother Drew, is that you work 6 days a week. But the Shabbat starts on Friday from sundown to sundown on Saturday. That's when Shabbat starts, from sundown to sundown, according to what area you was in the best thing to do it was from sundown to sundown, 24-hour period, that you let your body rest from working. Your body need to rest. It don't need to work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, like the work schedule that you on right now. Me and you can remember when they had the blue law, you didn't work on Sunday. Didn't nobody, all of this foolishness started out the 1960s when America got greedy that you worked days a week, 24 hours a day, because nobody worked on Saturday and Sunday when me and you was coming up. Very few people worked on the Saturday and Sunday, and you damn sure couldn't go to Walmart, places like that, like you can go to now on Sunday because of the blue law. You couldn't go to it. So this word Shabbat is academia. This is what these people believe in. A day of which working is unlawful. The Assyrians translated Shabbat to a day of rest for the mind. The legend of creation of the tree of life and of the deluge of the flood mentioned in Genesis also is academia. This was well known, and this was well known when knowledge was young. You know, but right now, don't nobody know nothing about this, Brother Drew. What we talking about is Greek. To them, the ancient, the whole story of the fig tree of Adam and Eve, it all comes out of the legend of these people. These was black people. Now, don't get me wrong, they was colored people. I hate that word black, because black ain't a color, but they was Hamite, not Semite. I don't like that word either, but we in this language, so we got to know. If we go back and study that history, you'll see where you got Christianity from. And you'll see where the story comes from. At the time of Alexander the Great, well, Alexander destroyed the library and all of this knowledge. He burned it because this is when he made it white. And if you notice, one of the greatest things that Alexander Great said was that the religion and the government of the ego, Brother Drew, will survive for 2,000 years. Well, it done survive more than 2,000 years, Brother Drew. It said that up under the sign of the eagle, they will rule up under this sign. Well, that happened. And then he turned around and made another twist that I find amazing, that Alexander spoke some great words that he spoke. He said, the Greek Jews, Ius, they was called IEWES, were the smartest people in the world. But they didn't come from that tribe that Alexander came from, because he was from the Germanic race of people. Now, these people that was called Ius, which is called the present day Jews, we know their real name was Yehuda. They were colored people. They was colored people. These Yehudas was colored. But the Greek, this name Greek, Brother Jew, this name, the Ius name, when the Germanic race of people, tribe of people, went in and conquered these Ius from hell, called the people from hell, Helena was the capital, and Hercules was the king of Helena. When they went in and conquered these people, these Ius, when they conquered these Ius, well then, when they mixed the seed with them, follow me real good, when they mixed the seed, when they had a baby, when the Ius had a baby, they call them, guess what they call them, Brother Drew? Greeks.
Okay.
So a Greek is nothing but a half-breed that was once a Yehuda, and the mama and daddy came from hell. Hellport is still the capital of hell. This is where you get the word hell from, and hell and heaven and hell didn't come into Christianity into Dante's Inferno way up in the 13th century. We get to that later on. But you'll be finding interesting that these stories of these ancient people, where it come from, you can see it's very interesting that when you study religion, you see all of these stories pop back up in it and where they come from. See, the language that we speak in right now, Brother Jew, is called Babel. We don't even speak a language. This is not the pure, The only way you speak a language is you speak the pure language. That's the reason it tells you in Zechariah, it tells you that you had to go back to a pure language to understand what happened from the ancient days. Well, see, right now everybody is speaking Babel. We babbling, brother Drew. This land, this is the worst one. It's read from left to right.
And so
this is where they got that spook story, and now the language got confused and all that stuff in the Bible. See, the Bible is a unique history book. You got to get them signs and symbols out of that, and you can see that the Babylonian legend was derived from the Old Testament. And see, the Old Testament ain't nothing but the Babylonian legend of Yehuda and Yasharal, that nation of people. See, the Bible wrote about two nation of people. First Yehuda, and then Yasharal. Each one of them had a kingdom. Each one of them had kings. Yehuda had 20 kings, and Yasharal had 19. 18 kings. The Yehudas is the first one. Israel, as you call it, that's a half breed. That's a Yehuda that done mixed his seed with this white boy. And see, you had to understand when these name changes. And see, these name changes get you confused, because I've noticed something since, you know, when we studied this history, Brother Drew, that you and I was given, he was a terrible joker, Brother Drew, because his history, meaning white folks' history, he told us and had us believing for, I know, Brother Drew, all the way up into the 60s, because I didn't find out about it. I found out about it in the 50s, because Daddy had me reading a book at 6 years, six or seven years old. I didn't know a damn thing about. And I didn't really understand it, although I read it over and over and over, that it took me many years to understand it. The book is that at 72 years old, I realized that white folks had us believing that we came from their history, Brother Drew. Because you know what he taught, and I know what he taught, and anybody my age in their 50s and 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, know that white folks taught that we was apes, even in the Constitution as we speak today. We are subhumans. He gave us his history, Brother Drew. And thought we would never, ever, ever learn how to read. See, we just happen to be the generation of people that can go back and research. And it took us this many years, almost 460 years, for us to really be able that we can sit down and have a conversation and see this. And then an enlightenment and awakening up is going on right now. See, it's awakening up, the awakening, I call it the great awakening. Because you see old folks and young folks, they really it start questioning what was given to them, especially in religion. You know, everybody's questioning this stuff now, Brother Drew. And 10 years ago, they didn't want to hear nothing about it, especially if they was Christian. They didn't want you to say nothing about this, but some of the Christian people are looking deep. Even Reverend Barnett, he's teaching this to a certain extent. I noticed that the preachers, they are teachers, but they soft-pedal it. I mean, they don't want to hurt nobody's feelings and all of that shit. Hell, anytime you tell somebody the truth, their feelings don't get hurt, Brother Drew. You see, man, even right. this man even said that we were subhuman. Well, that's his history. One thing that I like about white folks, I call them my grandpa on my mama's side, is that they didn't know anything, Brother Drew, about what was here on Earth, because they came from Mars, the fourth star. And we know for a fact, tell me one thing on Earth that white folks, if it was a knowledge, ain't did a study on it. And not only did they study it, they wrote the books to what they had studied, kept it a secret from you, a whole lot of stuff they kept secret from you, because they said what they were going to teach as a curriculum. They made up the curriculum for me and you to go to school. They made up the curriculum for me and you to go to school to get the great degrees of doctor's degrees with summa cum laude to make us think. And again, they laid towels on us, see? Colored people didn't have towels. White folks give you towels, and they honor their dead. We didn't honor the dead with towels. They hate the hell out of you, and when you die, they make heroes out of you like they did Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. It's a funny thing that I can't understand. We have this so-called black history, but I can't understand. How come Elijah Muhammad is not written into black history? You don't never hear nobody talk about Elijah Muhammad. They'll even go with Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, all of it. They dust around all everybody. But do you hear them say one word about Elijah Muhammad, who built the greatest goddamn empire over here from 1932 to 1973? Do you hear anything said about this man or what he accomplished in the black neighborhood? You don't hear not one word spoken of his accomplishments. Not one. And don't nobody look like want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about none of this stuff. So when we go, that's the reason we have to go back and study. The etymology of the name Babel comes from the word Babel. So the language we're speaking is Babylonian. The calendar we are up under, Babylonian. Well, who give us this? The Germanic race of people. Magog gave us this. If we want to break it all the way down into what the book said, Magog told us that we were subhumans when it was him. He was. If we go into the outline of history book, he tell you that he was a subhuman. He was a Neanderthal, Paramecium man, Homo sexual, Homo erector, reindeer man, right on up the road till he became mankind, a kind of man. He wrote down everything in history that he had studied up until now. You can't tell me one, it ain't but six things on earth that I see that this white boy hasn't studied, Brother Drew. And he went in and almost civilized one of them, what he called uncivilized tribe. There's six uncivilized tribes. It used to be seven. But he went into the Amazon and he got, I forget the name of that tribe. I got the book on it. a white boy went down there and lived with him, taught one of the girls this language and married her, took her to California and wrote the books and got them into Christianity of this tribe of people. I have to look this up when I get off. I'll tell you next week the name of the tribe. But the rest of the people, he ain't did a study on them. But he has studied everything. He can tell you everything. You got everything his study, because of one simple, he didn't know what was down here. Now, I'm glad that this movie called Black Panther came out, Brother Drew, because I understand, I ain't seen it, but I heard some Rev Barnett and Robert Ashley talking on it, which they know a lot of history, and they was talking about the Dogon tribe, that maybe you understand who the Dogon tribe is. In the Southern Hemisphere, the Dogon, the Watusi, the Zulu, the Igbo, and the Yoruba, those five tribes. Over here, across the water, the Maya, first the Olmec, the Aztec, the Maya, and the Creek Nation, which is the Crows, the Navajos. We wrote in our hieroglyphics about Cyrus B. We knew about Cyrus B. for a white boy got any Hubble telescope to find this star in the star system. Our ancestors, Brother Drew, both over, crossed the water and over here, wrote about this star and the people that had traveled back and forth through the galaxies and came to Earth, this galaxy right here. See, we live with water above, water below. We live in the in between the waters, which is called a firmament. This is the only planet like this. This planet was known for uranium, gold, and silver. Every star system, every planet needed gold, silver, and uranium to mine. That's what the war was about with Mars. We come from the 19th galaxy. We was original Anunnakis, come from the 19th galaxy, placed up under the number 19, and we was a colony of people that came here to mine uranium, gold, and silver. Now, I find it very interesting that uranium, which is very seldom talked about, where you find uranium? You find it in Africa, most of the places. You find the biggest deposit. Everybody fighting over uranium, because uranium makes what? Power plants. Gold and silver. They already, Great Britain done conquered all of that. He took that away. So you can go back and through your history and see what these people have conquered, what they came to do in the first place from Jump Street. Took them many, many years to do it. But as we speak right now, tell me where they don't rule. They rule. They rule. We up under their rule. You might as well sit back and relax and understand that you up under their rule, their government, and their system, and the only way that you can get free from them is that the same way that they took it from your ancestors, you got to do the same thing, and you ain't ready for that. And you ain't ready for him because you ain't got that firepower that he got. You see, he got firepower on us now, Brother Drew. Got armies and stuff, and so you ain't going to be able to overthrow him. But you have to be able to outthink his butt. You see what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? We ain't got no army. We ain't got no ammunition. We ain't got no gun factory. We ain't got no ammunition. We ain't got no airplane. See, this is what it takes to win a war, if you want to declare a war on any Germanic race of people. You want to declare a war, is that you got to have this stuff to fight a war. I know shit. I taught the art of war. I was in the military. I taught this shit. Hell, I know one of the most amazing things that my daddy told me in 1972 when I went back home, Brother Drew, is I was a militant son of a gun in 72. Except, boy, I was militant like hell. And daddy asked me a question. He said, I kept asking daddy. I said, daddy, you know how these peckerwoods is. Daddy said, yeah, boy, I know. And then I said, well, dad, how come you won't join the movement? How come you won't? Daddy looked at me and he told me, he said, let me tell you. He said, I'll join you, boy. He said, when you want to get an arm and fight like you fought over there in Vietnam, he said, your daddy will join you when you ready to fight. He said, don't say a goddamn word to me, not unless you ready to fight. He said, you talk about revolution and all of this stuff. He said, nigga, you ain't got now gun factory, now ammunition, now airplane, now boat. This is what it takes to win a war. Daddy said, the best way to beat this clocker is the like I've been doing. He said, I'll thank him. He said, that's really, I got what I got now. I am thinking. He said, you can't wage war against somebody that goddamn it got all the power to kill you. You have to outthink him. You understand what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? I understand what Dad was talking about. This shit, that went in one ear and right out another when Dad told me that. But right now in 2018, I understand what Daddy was talking about. You know, all of us want to march and all of this stuff. You ain't got the firepower to march on Trump, go in the street. They'll blow your ass away. And they land dead for that. They getting in position right now to do that. All of the, you're demonstrating and all of that stuff, they getting ready to do that. They getting ready to do that. So if you want to know the truth about the religion and stuff that you believe in, and there ain't no argument, go the books is out here now. If you go into the Bible will tell you the mysteries of God will be revealed to a certain generation of people. Well, it took us this many generations of people. If you look at who they classify us as 460 years ago, starting in 1555, they started, when they came over here, the Anglo-Saxon, and brought his ideas over here, you can see us being destroyed of what we knew and the ancient ancestors of what our ancient ancestors believe and the way of life that they practice, you can see us start practicing his way of life. To 2018, you're talking about 18 generations, Brother Drew, because every 12 years is a generation of people. All you have to do is divide from the fourth generation of people that done come up from 1870 to there, you'll see how many generations of people that we have been up under their teaching, up under their learning. That's the reason that right now you got the breed and the type of person that you have now is because of one simple reason. You've been genocided. And we believe what he told us. We didn't go back and research. Common sense should tell everybody that look like me and you that God, freedom, those two words, and rights, civil rights, that's a good damn idea. But tell me, where is it practiced? It ain't practiced nowhere. All for the simple reason that you believe in a God. Nobody that looked like me and you believed in a God until we were conquered by God's people. And when we go and ask ourselves a question, you can see where God was created by a man. The idea of God was created by a man for the conquering and the rule of a certain class of people. That's when everything is up on a caste system. The aristocrats. When we go back and study the history of education in America, it wasn't for me and you, Brother Drew. It wasn't for poor white folks. It was for the aristocratic people. It wasn't for us. The school system, they didn't educate. That school system wasn't there. That's the reason you're having so much problem now, is the school system ain't for you. It wasn't designed for you. So my question, Brother Drew, is how can religion, how can a school system fail you when it wasn't designed for you? You see what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? None of the shit was designed, but you want to know what the African-American's problem is? That's your problem. When you say renew your mind, and all you Christians that got the Holy Ghost, you quote it all the time, renew your mind. If my people call by my name, they quote them scriptures like that and don't understand a damn thing about what they quote, Brother Mike. Right. Renew your mind means start over again. I mean, you throw this shit away. You got to throw this away. You got to throw away your education of your white daddy. My grandpa, because my great-grandpa was a white man, a Jew that helped raise me. I know him. So that belief, you got to throw it away. You got to throw away everything that you believe. It ain't correct. That's what this Bible is telling you. That's what the Quran tells you. That's what the Torah tell you. And the people that believe in these religion books, you can't read. You don't understand nothing about it because you don't understand where it comes from. When we studied Christianity in its present-day form, we can see nothing but Teutonic rituals and customs in a religion called Mithraism. Now, who is the Teutons, Brother Drew? Is that a word that you hear often?
What was the word one more time?
Teuton. If I come and say, Brother Drew, tell me the history of the Teuton, you couldn't tell me.
Right.
You couldn't tell me. Who are the Teutonic people and what did they believe in? What was their God that they believed in? Where were these people found? These people were the most feared white folks that Caesar, go back in the Jewish Caesar history, he ever fought them. He was scared of them, the Teutons. And guess what, Brother Drew? Every nigga that you see in today's society, as me and you speak, I'd have seen them from 12 years old to 80 years old. 90 years old with Teuton customs and Teuton beliefs. And you know what that is, Brother Drew? The Teutons was known up where in Teuton land up there they had dyes. He dyed his face purple. He had purple hair, red hair, green hair, orange hair, red hair. He put all of these colors in his hair and make him look like a fierce warrior. Tattoos, nose earrings, piercing his ears, tattoos all over his body. He was feared for that. Go pick up his history. Uh-huh. When you're studying the people that studied the Teutonic people, race of people, the Slavic and the Teutonic race of people of England, check out the Saxon, the Jutes, and the Angels. Well, they was right there with those are the tribes of England. They ancient Jews and stuff, but the Teutons is the most important in tracing the history. Because the idea of heaven and hell and all they customs come out of Teuton religion. So the Hellenism people. Now we can see that today if you done studied. If you can study, it ain't no damn argument. White folks wrote the history. It's just saying we ain't read it. And they ain't sitting to read it. Because we satisfied with the way we is. See, we are consumers. And we, white folks done consumed the shit out of us. And me and my sister was talking this morning about how it used to be in high worlds now of things that we used to do, which is called old-fashioned. Well, the old-fashioned ways is where you had to go back to. The book is very clear about the Ancient of Days. If you could pick up on that code. The Bible wrote in the codes where if you can decode it, the codes are still in there, but it's still a corrupted book. And so the Adamites, which came at 4,000 B.C., you can see the whole story of Adam and Lilith. Now, when you go back and study the story of Adam, it don't start with Eve. It starts with Lilith. Now, where you get that story from, Brother Drew, is when you go down to Pan Africa, get the lost books of the Bible and the forgotten books of Eden. In there, you're going to see some books that the Roman Catholic Church had to take out so they could solidify Christianity up under the Adam and Eve story. Go get that book and read the story of the history of the Adamites in that book. It doesn't start with Eve. It starts with Lilith. That story starts with Lilith, which came out of ancient Sumeria and the Akkadian people, who was language and they are lost race of people right now. As we speak. In other words, they've been genocided just like the Algonquin. It was three tribes of people over here. The Algonquin, the Creek Nation, the Olmec. Well, the Olmec and the Creeks, you can identify them right now, Brother Drew, but the Algonquin, you don't know who he is no more. He is completely mixed with the French, the Scottish, and the Irish, the Anglo-Saxon, the Europeano that came over here. He's completely mixed out. But once he was a great nation of people that lived over here was the Algonquin. But now he's a half-breed. Now, these white ones will say they're Algonquin, but they ain't purebred. Because the purebred one look like me and you. And they made a movie called The Last of the Mohawks, Mohegans. That movie right there is the last of when that Heron Indian shot Hawkeye's son. That was the last of that race of people. They put it in a story. The Algonquins no more longer exist. Who they got into with Christianity over here, the Olmec and the Creek didn't go for it, was the Algonquin. That was the so-called Indians. Everybody know them as Indians, know us as Indians. That was on the East Coast. the first Bible that the white boy put into existence is that of the Algonquin. It's an Algonquin language. You can go Google all of this stuff that I'm talking about if you think I'm lying to you. But they no longer exist anymore. That's the same way with the academia people, the ancient Sumer. But their history is still here. Just like when we go into Samaritan history, we see a name, a king named Hambra. Well, who in the hell was Hambra? Hambra was who the folks worshiped before they worshiped Allah. Alud and Alet. They worshiped Hambra. Go in the history of Muhammad. Go trace the history of Muhammad. Who was the god that that Arab tribe worship was Hambra. Who in the hell was Hambra? Hambra was the king. That was an ancient Sumer. His belief, his system. They worshiped him as a god after he died. The first god that was worshiped was Cush. Nimrod made the people worship Cush. So, to the people that's enlightened, getting esoteric knowledge, if you get into an argument with a Christian on this, make sure you know what you're talking about. And so, because I don't have no problem with talking to a Christian, because I eat you up in your book. But make sure that you can explain. If you can't explain, a lot of people call me when they get hung out. I got four or five students. They'll get hung out there, and they have to call me at 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night to see where, Brother DeWine, where is this located in the book, and where is that? If I don't know, I go to Cole. I wake Cole's butt up in that. But you had to know that everything you believe in, it's been here before. And see, when Christianity spread it over Northern Europe, it came in contact with the Teutonic and Celtic nation, which added their ideals and transferred Christianity from the beat into a Teuton religion. And you can see that Teuton religion in today's Christianity of Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal teaching of the Western Hemisphere. If you're a Baptist member, if you're in church on tomorrow morning, then you got you're just as pagan as all outdoors, Brother Drew. And see, that you had to understand that the Adamites, when you read in the Bible, the story starts at the 10th chapter of Genesis. It don't start in Genesis. See, all the Adamites was killed, Brother Drew, in the flood. All of them. All but four of them. Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. The story of Japheth, Ham had to kick his butt, put him on the ark. So I guess we'll do this. We'll start next week where we left off, Brother Drew.
Okay, Brother DeWine.
Okay.